Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, our next guest is a UK-trained clinical psychologist recently moving to Dubai. She specialises in providing culturally sensitive psychological therapy tailored to diverse communities. That sounds like our show, doesn't it?
Sometimes. It is, definitely, yes.
Well, she's here to discuss the topic about how to boost the creativity and your memory with daydreaming. And there is science that says this is possible because mental rest breaks can often help with solving complex problems. In the studio is psychologist Dr. Amina Toki. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is exciting because we've all experienced situations where we've been caught daydreaming in situations, primarily at school. Neil, you were sharing examples of this.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, sitting in the classroom where teachers been teaching history or geography or you know, civic classes primarily, and I'm off the hook thinking of something else altogether, and a chalk would come hurtling at me and say, "Pay attention to the blackboard, stop daydreaming." I wish I'd known you then. I would have told you, listen to her, please, teacher.
So is this a recent research, or what, where have these findings come from that says there are benefits to daydreaming?
I think technology's really helped us. So neuroscience, brain imaging, yeah. You know, these things have been, you know, have made huge advancements to our understanding of how the brain functions when we're in action, but also mm-hmm. when we're not in physical action and our brain's in action in other ways, like daydreaming, like sleeping, like dreaming. And it's beautiful because we get to see that actually when we're daydreaming, parts of our brain that are, you know, engaged when we're actually in action, actually taking part in these pleasurable activities, can be activated when we're just thinking about mm-hmm. them.
So what is the difference between dreaming and daydreaming?
Conscious and unconscious. So okay. I suppose dreaming is when we're asleep, mm-hmm. knocked out, and then we're like, you know, we're visiting places without consciously going there. And daydreaming is when we're awake and we're consciously going off, drifting off into other places.
But is daydreaming meant to be, obviously not when you're in, meant to have a conversation with someone and you should be present in the moment, yeah. and you drift off? Or is this more looking at daydreaming as a reflection of almost meditating or visualizing something that you want to happen?
I think, you know, the beauty about daydreaming is it can be anything, right? So it can be, you know, some people look at daydreaming as like, you know, you're in the present, you're going to this safe space, a space that you feel comfortable and great. Other people, it's daydreaming about a really beautiful life, like thinking about a best case scenario, thinking of visualizing a life that you want in 5 years' time, for example. So mm-hmm. daydreaming is really broad. It can be anything you want it to be. That's the greatness to it. There's no limits to it.
So how does daydreaming then mm-hmm. help you build a better brain functionality, or probably help you deliver better with your memory skills?
Ah, that's a brilliant question. So let's think of it like this. Say, for example, you've got a test coming up, mm-hmm. Or you've got like a show coming up, an important show coming up. Say part of your preparation for that is you spend a few minutes every day just visualizing yourself in that show, visualizing your best self in that show, visualizing how it can go as best as possible. Mm-hmm. the connections in your brain are going to be firing repeatedly over and over again. It's giving you that pleasurable experience over and over again. Your stress is going to be lowered as you work towards that day, right? Because you're prepared for it. You're thinking about it. You're imagining it. You know, your body, the hormones are being released around it. So there you go. You're already preparing for an event that hasn't happened yet. Your brain is loving it. It's sending those good things through your body. There you go.
That's true, Doctor. When I played my first season with the North Sydney Bears cricket side, 14 games in the season, I used to visualise the night before and dream of taking wickets, and it turned into 14 nightmares. But that was just the way I was bowling for that season. On a serious note, how is this measured? How do you measure that the daydreaming is effective and what you're daydreaming is actually beneficial?
Ah, that's tricky, isn't it? So how do we measure it? I suppose a lot of the measurement is through people's experience, what people share with us. Mm-hmm. You know, if we, and one way of measuring it might be looking at the opposite. When somebody is worrying about the future over and over again, so instead of thinking about it in a more helpful way, they might be thinking about it in a more catastrophic way. So if somebody's fearful about the future over and over again, we've seen the effects of that. We've seen the effects of crippling anxiety. When you're worrying about something and how that impacts your daily functioning, how that impacts, you know, your behaviours when you're going out, in your relationships, at work. So actually, we're trying to flip that on its head and saying, let's do the opposite. Imagine how incredible it could be.
So what is then the difference between daydreaming and manifestation?
Because yeah, that's where I'm
It's
confused.
A good question.
Because technically, in manifestation, you're manifesting your best life. You're manifesting that, you know, I'm hosting an event which has like a million people coming there just to see me and not the main act. So all of these things are a part of manifestation / daydreaming, or is it overlapping, or is it different, or is it the same thing and two different names?
Maybe it is overlapping. Maybe it is the same thing. It's how we make meaning of it ourselves, right? Like, for, and the action is quite similar, isn't it? It's thinking about something, reflecting on it, thinking about possibilities, imagining those possibilities, and creating the action plan, right? So in many ways, there is loads of overlap between manifesting and daydreaming and praying and etc. Anything that requires us to close our eyes and think about something else other than what we're in.
Yeah. In a positive way. Doctor, is there any research that shows daydreaming there? Sorry, when it comes to, you know, with the research, certain nationalities or ages or, you know, in regards to daydreaming, like if someone was, say, a 24-year-old radio producer who was of Indian descent and living in the UAE might spend 4 hours every afternoon daydreaming when he should be producing a radio show. any research that backs that up?
I don't have research on the top of my head, but Gulf News just published a piece. And you know, some UAE psychiatrists and psychologists have contributed, you know, their ideas to how daydreaming is impacting memory, for example, impacting productivity, for example. Like, the possibilities are growing and growing now, and I think what I'm seeing is the dialogue is changing in research, but also in social media. I think social media is becoming our new research, right?
Wow.
So people are sharing their lived experience, and you know, a lot of people are saying, actually, when I was younger, I wasn't encouraged to daydream. Like,
precisely,
you said, it was seen as this, their heads in the clouds. But now actually we're seeing that, you know what, daydream away. Like, imagine, how did humans evolve? It's because they had a dream, right? Like, I will create this, and then they went and did it. How do inventions happen? How do artists create what they create? They imagine it.
Interesting. Now, but then in that case, why does then daydream have a bad impression? Why is it looked, or why is it frowned upon?
Because capitalism. One of the issues is that, you know, there's this fear, isn't it? If somebody's not doing, then they're wasting time. We've become more and more obsessed with production. You know, use every minute productively. You know, this idea of this 5 to 9 before you have your 9 o'clock job, wake up at 5 o'clock, make every minute as productive as possible.
Yeah.
So we've become very like hyper-focused as a society to using every minute of our day as productively as possible. And that way we generate money, right? You generate income. You see something tangible out of your every minute, whereas daydreaming doesn't produce it in that way, does it? So it doesn't serve our companies and our businessmen in that way, does it? So
formally, given your experience, how would you best advise people to use daydreaming?
That's a very good question. So obviously we don't spend all day daydreaming because you'll get nothing done. Everything in moderation, right?
Yeah.
But if you have an important event coming up, for example, I would say, and you're worrying about it, I would say imagine it at its best. Mm-hmm. What's the greatest that's going to come out of it? And what do you need to do to work towards that?
But that can be very hard because I can speak from experience. Sometimes in my life, if there's an event or a gig or something coming up, the anxiety often comes from wanting it too much, like wanting it to be successful. And the events I've done where I haven't really cared about, I often I'm great at because I just turn up and I'm not putting any pressure on myself.
That's absolutely. So if you're finding that actually, you know, that's not working for you, it's creating a bit of anxiety, imagine your best self. Imagine who you are as your best self beyond that event. Like you exist beyond just the next event, right? So imagine your best self in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time. So what are the things that are important to you? Imagine those things and imagine how you can work towards those.
No, that's hard. Like that,
It's hard. I mean, look, it's normal for us to worry, right? It's normal for us to have some anxiety. If we didn't have anxiety, we'd never get anything done.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So we need the anxiety, but we can also imagine like a good life and work towards that.
Yeah, work towards that is a bigger challenge, isn't it? I mean, imagining your good life, imagining having, you know, 7 villas on the palm, all rented off very well, and you're basically living off the rental income. It's a great concept. But are there proof of concepts where people have daydreamed, let's use the term here, daydreamed about something and achieved it as well? Not from a short-term goal perspective that hey, I'm daydreaming of having a great conversation with a doctor who comes in versus, you know, daydreaming of having, as I said, 7 villas on the palm and renting them all out and you know, living your life in Dubai.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is there research around that? I'm not sure. Maybe. There could be. There could be. But something that you were talking about, you know, just to go off what you guys are saying about actually like being realistic about what we imagine.
Right.
Sometimes it might not be about forward thinking. Sometimes it might be thinking backwards. Sometimes it might be thinking, actually, I'm away from my family. I'm isolated.
Oh, this is good. This is, I like where this is going. This is deep. Yes.
So think about this. Like we're in Dubai. We're isolated. We don't have the people we love around us. Mm. Imagine them. So daydream about them being around you and the messages that they would send to you. Think about the ways that they would support our survival. Like for especially when I work with people who have come, you know, whose families have migrated from other countries. These guys have gone through so much to survive.
True.
What have they sustained for you? What are the messages they want to pass on to you? What kind of beliefs, values, traditions do you want to hold close to your heart? Imagine them. Take a moment. Keep them close to you and then be inspired. Right? So it doesn't always have to be. You don't have to always think forward thinking as well. We can also think about drawing on the strengths of our ancestors, our past, our heritage.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have had lucid grandparents that lived into their 90s. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories they told me about living through the Great Depression, and then that's good, and then they get through the World War conflict, and it was like, oh, well, we got it pretty easy.
Biting the COVID.
Right?
Yeah, well, and then we got COVID and it was our turn, yeah. But yeah, you're right. Sometimes it is good to reflect on just where your family and everything that's come from and just maybe take some time and daydream and think about those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's beauty in that.
Well, thank you for coming in, Doctor, and sharing
thank
your
you
experience.
For having me.
So if anyone accuses you of daydreaming, just remember the doctor told us on Kitchen Neil it's okay.
It is absolutely all right. In fact, you can daydream about a better part of your life and maybe get better results as well.
Dr. Amina, if people want to get in contact, what's the Sage Clinics, the website?
Sage Clinics, downtown Dubai.
That's the best place to go, sage-clinics.com, and you can get more details. Thank you very much
for
coming
in.
Thank
you very much.
TSB, TalkSport Business on Talk 100.3.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.